Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Jen Fallon, who used to be on the show, ended up marrying our stunt guy, Haas. Do you remember him? Did the greatest stunts. This one right here might be the best.
All right, so here you go. He is not coming in because he has to work, but his wife is coming in, and they met here at the radio station. Love blossomed. She actually brought her son with her as well because she and I were texting, and she's like, you know, honestly, I wouldn't have my family if it wasn't for the Burt Show.
Why does Burt look confused?
I'm not confused. I just, I've got a story here because I know who it is now.
You do? Okay.
This is the third family that has come together because of the Burt Show.
Please welcome back to the Burt Show, promotions guru extraordinaire.
Sweetest.
Jen Fallon.
Yay! There she is. So sweet. Hey, this is your son?
Look at this.
Oh, wow.
And her adorable son, hi. Brady. Or I should say handsome. You've gotten so big.
Oh, hey. I hit up Jen the other day as I'm looking back at my career and stuff like that.
Not knowing she was coming on.
Not having any idea she was coming on at all. Did you DM me first?
I commented on a picture. You were going through all of your old archives, and yeah. I commented that we used to use VHS tapes to record the show because that was the only thing large enough to hold a whole show.
Yeah.
So I was like, where are all the VHS tapes? Just commenting on a picture, and he messaged back.
So Jen's husband, Haas, is about the nicest guy, the sweetest guy you would ever meet in your life. Way too good for radio. And I proved that. And
you put him through a lot.
I did, and I apologized to send an apology to him a couple of days ago. One thing I'm not going to miss about this job is sacrificing people's personal lives for the good of ratings. And this specific one, there's a couple of things. One I won't mention because your son's in the room, and I'd rather not bring it up at all. But the second one was, I remember being down at Burt's Big Adventure, and I had got Haas press passes to Georgia Tech. And while I was down in Burt's Big Adventure, I was starting to get messages from Georgia Tech saying that, who did you give those press passes to? Because they sold them, right? I was furious. What I should have done, I don't know to this day if he did or didn't, doesn't even matter. I'm sure he didn't because he's just the sweetest freaking guy ever. But I exposed it on the air. And I made him look bad, and it was kind of a running thing, and he was denying it, and it was all content, and people aren't content. And it was really regrettable. I would never handle that situation now the way I did back then, and I've regretted it. And I sent her a message the other day saying, like, I am really sorry. Can you pass this on to Haas? I'm starting to get all choked up because it must have really hurt. And it must have been really embarrassing.
Thank you for saying that. And I did pass that message on to him. So
thanks.
We appreciate that.
He wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah. That's why he's not
but
here.
He said, I understand. Screw you, I'm not coming in.
I understand it. That's why I didn't want to come in.
Well, he does have a real job. I'm in radio, too, so I could say that. But his job, believe it or not, Haas, the stunt guy, he used to do all the crazy jokes in the studio and making people laugh and doing weird things. He is now an assistant principal at an elementary school.
Isn't that crazy?
He has gotten his master's degree, then his specialist degree, and now he is getting his doctorate. And so next December, he will be Dr. Johnson.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Haas is going to be Dr. Johnson.
You were the one that was at the beginning of Burt's Big Adventure.
Yes.
And so she and I were texting back and forth. And Jen is still with the company, and she and I have gotten to work together over the years with the Radio Rose and stuff like that. But when I was asking her, okay, do you have any old bits that you would like to relive, any segments? And she definitely had some she did not want to relive.
Yeah. I know exactly the one she's talking
about.
Well,
I said most of mine are ones that I necessarily don't want to relive. There was, even before Haas, there was the relationship report cards.
Uh-huh.
All of my dating life was, you know, exposed.
You put it out there, man.
I did put it out there. So I don't necessarily want to relive all of that.
No, and total respect on that. I go, I got you, girl. I got your back. And then when I heard you were bringing Brady, your son, in, I was like, I won't have to tell Burt not to bring up any of those because with your son in studio, he won't go there. But we do have a couple of of like pranks, and you know, Haas was like the quintessential stunt man for radio.
Always eager to do anything, which makes a great stunt guy.
Yes. Yep. And so you had a couple of stunts that you thought would be fun to relive.
Yeah, I mean, it's 18 years ago, so my memory is very foggy of what, you know, stood out to me. But there were just some funny ones of where you sent him out to go give people citations for having Christmas decorations up past
December. Oh, I do remember that.
December.
That's right, yeah.
Or going to the parking lot at Lenox Mall on Black Friday and holding a parking spot with his body and seeing how people would get mad at him.
Yep. And I have a question. I don't know if you guys remember, but evidently when you sent him out to the streets of Atlanta, to people's homes, something in the news was going on where people, it was weird to have somebody at their door. I don't know if people were, if it was like home invasion stuff or what, but it gets mentioned in the bit. So people were a little antsy opening their doors to the stranger. So I've got two choices for you. One, he messes with some college girls doing this. And two, a knife gets pulled.
Oh, I mean,
knife.
Yeah, knife, of course.
I knew. Here we go.
This is the knife couple.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is the last couple that I actually messed with. Because once this happened, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm done with this. During this, this guy actually gets mad at me one point that he pulls a pocket knife out. Ooh. And he doesn't actually pull the blade out, but he just pulls it out. And I'm like, okay. You know, that's when I start backing up and backing up and backing up. And he actually starts cussing at me and telling me to get off his property and everything like that. And then at one point, he goes inside and he starts walking inside the house. And you can kind of hear the screen door open. And he starts going inside the house, and I'm like, oh, dude, this dude's either getting a bigger knife or he's getting a gun or something. And I'm like, dude, I'm just kidding. I'm with the radio station. Don't get mad at me.
Now, I'm assuming if he had a pocket knife, he's over the age of 50.
Oh,
now,
yeah. I'm sorry to say it, people. He was very OTP.
I mean, he was.
So he probably knew how to use that pocket knife in various ways.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm sure he's killed an animal or two.
He's whittled a stick or two in his life. All right, so this, again, is Haas approaching somebody who still has their Christmas lights up, and he's from the Decorations Committee of Fulton County.
That's right.
And it's time to take your Christmas lights down.
That's right. My name is Dan. I'm with the Decorations Commission of Atlanta. Are you backing away?
Oh, no. Since this going out with that guy.
Like I said, my name is Dan. I'm with the Decorations Commission of Atlanta. And I'm here because of a little problem that we've had. As I'm sure you're aware, the Decorations Commission sent out a letter effective November 22nd, 2007, about getting down your Christmas decorations by January 2nd.
Are you for real? Are you talking about this?
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding.
Not kidding at all.
Steve, he's here to tell us we need to get our Christmas decoration down.
You can take it down. It's full of spiders.
Ooh, I'm not taking the thing down if it's full of spiders. Well, the problem is that it's January 12th now, and a letter, I don't know if y'all, got the letter.
No.
But it said to take it down, by January 2nd. If not, it's a $15.44 charge for every day that's still up. Just makes our city look tacky and underfined, and it's
we need to get out of this neighborhood.
What city is that?
It's for Atlanta. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to touch it. I mean, you can throw it down if you'd like, but
I never saw the letter.
Well, we sent it to everyone here in Atlanta. Well, like I said, it's $15.44 charge for every day. It's been 10 days.
We're not paying any.
Well, it's at least $160 to $170.
Send the cops.
That's what we're going to have to
this
do at some point.
Send the cops. Do you hear me?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
We'll take cash. We'll take check.
You'll take your ass out of my driveway.
We'll take American Express. We'll take MasterCard. We'll take, if you have a TiVo, ramen noodles, we'll take anything and everything if you don't have $150.
This is ridiculous. This is ludicrous.
No, ma'am, that's actually a rapper. I told you I'm with the Decorations Commission of Atlanta.
Calm yourself. Just calm yourself.
I mean, you can point to the car all you want. I mean,
it's
going to
be in it in a minute.
It's going to be criminal action from here on out.
Bring
the cops. You don't mind?
Cops. Suits me.
Steve, calm yourself. And how many people in this neighborhood have you talked to besides us?
Four already.
And who are they? I'd like their names.
I don't have their names.
I'll find out because I know this neighborhood. I will go to every door in this neighborhood.
Wow.
Well, you're done. I mean, I'm not paying you, so do whatever you do next, because I ain't paying you. I mean, you know, you got a car.
Criminal action. This is just totally ridiculous. Never saw the letter. Seriously.
Well, I mean,
never saw the letter.
You guys are the only ones.
Never even heard anything about it. Haven't heard anything on TV or anything else.
That's when he goes inside right there.
30 years. I have never heard anything like this. You think we would have left something up on purpose?
I would hope not.
No, absolutely not. It would have come down immediately. If there was a letter in the mail, it would have come down immediately.
So at that point, he goes back into the house?
Yeah, that's when he goes back into the house. And if you hear it, like, did you hear in there where she's like, calm down, Steve?
Yeah.
Calm down. And I'm like, oh, dude. That's when he brings out the knife. And I'm like, oh, God, no. It's like, I got to get out of this soon.
So he doesn't have it open. He's just showing you that he's got a pocket knife.
He pulls it out of his back pocket. And I'm like, oh, dude. No, I hate Bert right now.
He really was so good. He was so good. Is it weird hearing your dad on the radio?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
He sounds a lot more Southern.
That was right when he came from North Carolina.
Thanks for coming in,
you guys.
Thank you
so much.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate everything you guys have done, and I've loved listening from afar all these years. So
thank
you.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.